Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In the dark, even though time and time again, I see your face smiling inside.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Harps is our guest. He's the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence, also Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. Those are two that I have right in front of me, Gary. What are the others?
Yeah, those are it.
And I thought there was a third one.
No, not yet. Actually, I'm mulling one, but I haven't written it yet.
All right, so we want to launch it on this show. So tell the audience a little bit about your company.
Well, you know, Six Disciplines is sort of like a personal fitness program for organizations. In other words, most of us know how to be fit, but we don't do it. And we come in and implement a program where you craft strategy very carefully and then make sure everybody in the organization understands it. And then we help them work that strategy with goal setting and accountability and revisions to the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it works, but it is a change. You know, people have to change the way they do things, and sometimes you want to, sometimes you don't.
SixDisciplines.com, right?
Yep, that's right.
So we were talking in the previous segment about your ideas of aiming your investments. And we were talking about, you said get your descriptor, this description of your business, down to two words: the industry that you're in and a one word description of how you exist in that industry, right? Like,
yeah,
that's right. You gave the example of Starbucks' premium coffee,
Krispy Kreme or fresh donuts.
Yeah, Dell Computers, I think you said, was
direct
computer. Yeah, exactly. So get it down to two words, but now when you get to those two words, that needs to be the, how do you decide what those two words are? I mean, should it be because that's where the volume is? Should it be that's where the biggest margins are? Should it be what we're the best at delivering? You know what I mean? How do we decide which word we use?
Well, that's the essence of strategy, is picking that. I mean, for example, I'll use Starbucks again. When, you know, when Starbucks launched, everybody on the planet served coffee. And you would think, how in the world do you build a business to serve coffee? The power of focus is incredible. And they came into a market that was saturated and said, we can charge more, double for a price a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. if the experience and the taste and all those things are better. But if the it's so incredibly powerful to declare what that focus is and then put every dime of your investment behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at compute, when Dell started, they were nobody. You look at Krispy Kreme, all these guys transformed industries that were already mature, mm-hmm. Southwest Airlines, short flight. And if you can get that kind of focus, there's nothing stopping you. Your biggest competitor is your own mindset.
So in those cases then, they went to their ability, the ability meaning what they knew about coffee, what they knew about the airlines, what they knew about computers, their ability to produce that. And then and go ahead. Is that a volume? Okay. So it looks like we lost Gary for a second. We'll get him back. So folks, what I'm getting at is make sure that you're not confused about what that other word is, that descriptor of the industry word is. When Dell Computers came, you know, his as Gary says, it was computers direct. Direct computers. Gary, I was just saying, make sure that you're not confused, that you spend some time coming up with that word. If you're going to only have one word to describe how you operate in an industry, make sure it is, you've thought a lot about it to get it down to that one word. But still, Gary, I'm still, you know, trying to help people understand how to choose that word. Is it because I need the, I have to use this word because I'm desperate? It's what my customers want right now, even though it's not what I want to do. You see what I mean?
Well, I think it could be all of those things. But if you, I mean, when I say all of those things, it could be something that you see as a hole in the marketplace, something, a need. You know,
right.
So many businesses start with an experience where they have a bad experience and say, I'm going to fix that. That's one, you know, sort of a gap in the market.
Right.
Another can be you have an expertise that others don't, and if you keep investing in that expertise, your ability there will get better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Third thing, this may sound pretty fuzzy, but passion.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a passion for whatever this thing is, because it's going to take every ounce
of
your being to focus on it, and you've got to be hungry for it. And so I'd say it's all three of those things. You look for a gap, you look
mm-hmm.
for something you're passionate about, and you look for something you have some expertise in. But keep investing in that one thing, or you'll fall behind.
And when you say invest, to explain in 30 seconds, tell us what you mean by invest.
I mean, when you spend a dollar in your company, you spend it to make yourself, if back to fast or hot coffee.
But also your time.
Your time, your energy, the people you hire, the capabilities, mm-hmm. your training. Every little aspect
right.
is aimed at that one thing, faster,
mm-hmm.
faster, faster, or cheaper, cheaper, cheaper,
mm-hmm.
or better, better, better.
Right. Hey, well said, Gary. Hey, Gary, good job today. Thanks for being here. SixDisciplines.com, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Come back soon.
Will do.
Gary Harps, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Six Disciplines for Execution Revolution and the original one, Six Disciplines for Excellence. Check those out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.